On the 7th of August, 1914, Rudolf Duala Mangabell, King of Duala, is arrested and sentenced to death for treason against Imperial Germany. His crime? Fighting against injustice towards his people. The King of Duala was hanged on the 8th of August. His last words were, "You are hanging innocent blood. The consequences will be much greater." More than a century after his execution, Duala Manga's story is still a very emotional one for his family, according to his great-granddaughter Marilyn Duala Bell.
When I was a little girl, every year on 8th August, we would go to reflect at his grave at 6 in the morning. At that moment, we would cry, and with my grandmother, Rudolf's daughter, we would share the sadness of this sudden and violent loss.
De la rupture brutale et violente.
Rudolf Duala Mangabell was born in 1873 in Duala. He was the grandson of King Ndumbe Lobe Bell, also known as King Bell, who signed a so-called Treaty of Protection with the German Empire in 1884. Germany is the place where Rudolf Duala Mangabell went to study. He went to school in Aalen in Baden-Württemberg before supposedly continuing with higher education at Bonn's University, where he graduated with the equivalent of a law degree. However, there seems to be no record of his time in Bonn. Then he went back home to help his father, August Manga Ndumbe Bell, govern the Duala Kingdom before succeeding him in 1908. Having studied law and already worked for the German colonial administration, he was appointed by his Duala fellows to lead the fight against the expropriation of their land by German colonists, who were violating the 1884 Germano-Duala Treaty. At that time, the Germans wanted to keep the natives away from Plateau Joss, currently Bonanjo, the Duala administrative district, because they accused them of spreading malaria. That was enough for Rudolf Duala Mangabell to resign from the colonial administration and engage in a fight against the German colonists. At first, it was a legal battle, as Cameroonian historian Sylvie Laure Andele points out.
Duala Mangabell's action was a fair fight which took place at the right moment. That is to say, Duala Manga was the leader of his people, the Bells of Duala. He had to rise at that moment because in the 1910s, the German authorities had established an iniquitous project which broke the treaty signed by his parents.
Rudolf Duala Mangabell, who had reacted to the German administration's abuses against his people, then shifted his fight to the Cameroonian hinterland, where he called for a rebellion. Valère Epe, a traditionalist and close relation to the Bell royal family, tells us this story.
When they started to expropriate all the natives from Bonanjo, which I belong to, and even worse, when they established two cities within the city, the white town and the black town, that is to say apartheid, everybody in Duala rose up as one.
A donc désigné son président, Rudolf Duala Mangabell.
That uprising unsettled the German colonial administration, so it had to subdue all the rebellion hopes which Duala Mangabell was developing with his people, as historian Sylvie Laure Andela tells us.
Nous sommes dans le contexte colonial. Il s'agit de coloniser.
It was a colonial context. Mangabell was a colonized man rising up against the master. Had he been a leader or not, brought up in Germany, he was still a colonized man rising up against the master's authority. On top of that, when Duala Mangabell started his fight, it was the time when Germany was up against the wall during the First World War.
Duala Manga tried his best to align himself with like-minded German politicians and Cameroonians in the diaspora to support his cause. To his great-granddaughter Marilyn Duala Bell and to Cameroonians in general, Rudolf Duala Mangabell represents a man who fought for the common good until his death. He stood for the concept of métissage, which implies mixed cultural identities, the reconciliation of one's own historical roots with external influences. For Marilyn Douala Bell, this notion is still important today.
C'est quelqu'un qui a accepté son métissage.
I have the feeling that he accepted his métissage. I think it is important for Cameroonians today not to confine themselves to some semblance of conservatism. With that attitude, we are heading for disaster. We cannot use our old way of thinking today. I believe he passed down to the family this notion of accept your métissage. And I would like the Cameroonians to read in Douala Manga's fight this acceptance of mixed cultural identities, this complementarity of strength.
De la complémentarité des forces.
When he realized that all those strategies were not working, Rudolf Douala Manga decided, probably with his relatives, to force his way through popular demonstrations. He was arrested on the 7th of August 1914 by the troops of Colonel Zimmermann. Quite unexpectedly, the colonel permitted him to have his chains removed to say goodbye to his queen and his princes. The following day, he was publicly executed. Today, he is remembered as a martyr and a hero who stood up against colonial masters. Some historians suggest that Manga Bell's rebellion is what gave birth to Cameroon's independence.